Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learn to give as only he can give of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
Welcome, fans. It's a very COVID Christmas, and today I'm your host, Kevin Undergaro. It's just me and Queen Kelsey.
That's right.
No Jeff Scamb. No Chelsea.
No Kay.
No Kay. Just us. I wanted to just check in with everybody. I feel bad to our 11 or 12 fans that we have not been around, or I haven't been around, but man... Talk about manifesting something, Kelsey, by saying, retitling this A Very COVID Christmas.
No kidding.
And man, did we get hit with the COVID.
Ooh.
By the way, how much am I allowed to say?
You're allowed to say whatever you want.
Is it out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Ray Conniff Jr. Crank this up. God
Our
rest.
Guy.
It's
Our
a
guy.
Great rendition of... God rest ye merry gentlemen. A little like 60s action to it. Really nice.
I can just picture. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Kelsey.
Yes, Kev.
I know like your generation, like Maria too, it's your Christmas music is Michael Bublé and Mariah. But do you have any appreciation for this?
Well, Kev, I grew up in choir, right? So we had to sing all of this. And I was in jazz choir. And we used to have to go caroling. So, yes, I have much appreciation for all of this music.
And do you know a man by the name of Burl Ives?
No. So maybe I don't.
Pull up. No, it's okay.
Burl Ives.
Pull up Burl. Yes, pull, so, by the way, I love that we're not on YouTube because we can play this stuff now and not get flagged. Pull up Burl Ives Christmas music. And my goodness, you probably could just let him like.
How do you spell Burl?
B-U-R-L-I-V-E-S. So a little thing about Burl Ives. Burl Ives plays the snowman in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Excuse me.
Oh, here we go. You ready?
You guys, we're just a few days out of Christmas. Just to give you like some bearings.
How wild.
We're taping this on a Tuesday.
The 22nd.
Before the Friday. Mm-hmm. And man, it's...
It's a very COVID Christmas.
It's a very COVID Christmas. It came really. This is the fastest Christmas I think I've ever seen come along, Kelsey. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, it does not feel like Christmas at all. My family got snow up in Seattle, and I was like, that's nice. Worst. I mean, no, it feels nothing like Christmas.
Do you think. Okay. Do you think it's because of. Do you think it's just us and because of the situation we're in? Or do you think the whole world feels like that?
I think a little bit of both. I think that our situation's very unique. So it's like Christmas isn't really on the forefront of any of our minds because there's so many other things happening. But I think it kind of snuck up on everyone, to be honest. I think this whole year has been a blur. The fact, Kevin, can I tell you the weekend after my birthday, everything shut down in LA. And the fact that we're coming up on a year pretty soon, it's mind-blowing. It feels nothing like a year.
I will say I'm the one who puts the decorations up, you know, day after Halloween, and I'm so excited for October because I see the Christmas stuff start to come in. And the original name of the podcast was The 6 Months of Christmas because of that. And I will say that, you know, usually the week after Christmas, although I like to see it extended, I always felt it should be because we put so much into it that we should at least observe the traditional calendar, which is July 6th, I think, is the religious calendar. I think it's the 6th is that supposed to, the feast of something is supposed to end it. I normally get the tree down real fast. I'm like, okay, move on. You know what I mean? Like I'm pretty much that guy. Like, okay, no, it's time to go on and now start.
That surprises me.
Yeah, you know, I think it's because if it's been up since October, then by taking it down, then it's going to build that anticipation.
You know, I'm okay with the tree coming down, but one thing that I don't like when they take them down so fast are the lights. The lights bring me so much joy.
They do. And so what I'm saying is this year, I told my wife, I said, our trees went up really late because I was doing this massive renovation and trying to keep people alive. And I mean, just, I was like, there's not going to be trees. And then when things happened here at the house, I was like, well, geez, we have to, at least for Maria's parents, they've got to be able to see a tree. And Maria's mother, especially, I wanted her to see one. And I had to go out and like forage to find one. That's a whole other subject I want to bring up. I'm very disappointed in my department stores. That's but I will say, maybe because it went up late this year, they're going to be up till February.
I like that.
I'm not taking them down because it's just, we need a little Christmas.
We need a little Christmas.
Right this very minute, and then many, many more minutes after that.
That's true. Well, you know what I was going to say, Kev? It just kind of dawned on me when you said that. I'm so used to being home for Christmas and back in Seattle, and we live in a little neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. There's Christmas lights everywhere on the houses.
Oh, nice,
right? There's nothing here.
Nothing.
Like, there's nothing. My apartment complex, like, my little apartment is cute. My roommate has done a fabulous job decorating. But you drive by houses, you drive by, there's nothing. So I think that's it.
But also less than past years.
Yes.
Because we used to have... Look up, you know, we have YouTube issues where we can't bring in Burl Ives.
Oh, we can bring him in whenever you want.
Yeah, bring Burl Ives, just bring him down. He's amazing. So in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he's the narrator and he's the snowman in it.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Such a happy, sweet man. And then sadly, when Maria interviewed the great Barbara Eden for My Dream of Jeannie, she talked about what a pig he was.
No. Wow.
Well, you know.
That's so sad.
Yeah, well, it's just, we're all human, Kels.
You guys.
We're all human. And just, God, who's more beautiful than Barbara Eden? So, come on. Give the guy a break. So, can you look up Candy Cane Lane and say, is Candy Cane Lane open this year? I wonder...
Is there a specific Candy Cane Lane for L.A.?
Yes. There is an area, a neighborhood. These wonderful neighbors come out and decorate. And then the angry Scrooge neighbors get mad at them because the crowds get bigger and bigger. There's now people on the side of the road who sell food. I mean, it's gotten crazy.
I Googled Candy Cane Lane and a Sia song came up. So we got to listen to that next.
Okay. Candy Cane Lane, Woodland Hills.
There we go. Here it is. It says it's closed. Oh. According to Google, it's open.
I mean, it has actually hours listed. It's not an official thing.
It has hours listed. 8-block residential area with a dazzling annual Christmas lights display. But like, do we trust Google? I don't know. I feel like timeout. Okay. It's on timeout. Oh. Wah, wah. Elsa Gundo's Over the Top Candy Cane Lane is canceled for the first time since the 40s.
Oh, so Elsa Gundo has one. Oh, no.
Yeah, sad.
You know, I wonder, that's a little bit far of a ride, but I bet you anything there's some rebels.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet you there's rebels. So, you know what, Kels, God, it's like I'd hate to get caught in traffic, but I wonder, God, it would be nice to just try to swing over there tonight if we could to the one at Woodland Hills.
Whoa. Let's do it. Now this is Silver and Gold by Burl.
Yeah. So to me, I'm a traditionalist. I like the new stuff, but to me, this stuff, it's just so beautiful.
Well, what about Kev? Oh, never mind.
Just let it play.
No, I was going to say the Christmas lights in Topanga, but you told me that we would have to wait.
No. Okay, so that's interesting. So they're doing like a drive-through. I'm sure other cities are doing this as well. They're setting up a parking lot filled with beautiful Christmas lights, and people can drive through in their cars. I'm sure that's going to do pretty well. I just personally wouldn't do it because I'm just sure the line would be crazy. I will tell you the economy version in LA of that. So as I was out foraging for Christmas trees, and I was very disappointed in, you know, something has come up in retail now where most of the Christmas stuff is gone 2 weeks before Christmas. You're gone, like, disappeared are the days of the week after Christmas where you get half price Christmas trees and lights. And I was like shocked. Home Depot, Target, Lowe's, all of them were
nothing.
Yeah.
Completely wiped.
And like, you know, just like, yeah. And they're moving in like plastic bins and totes. I'm like, guys, it's bad enough when you do it, you know, a few days before Christmas or a couple of days even after, like it's 2 weeks before Christmas and like all the Christmas decorations are gone. So I had to go forage, as I said. And by the way, shout out to some of the fans on your and Maria's show,
right?
Better Together, mm-hmm. who had heard that I was looking for Christmas decorations for my mother-in-law. And they volunteered to send some stuff, which I thought was beautiful.
Well, I actually got a massive package that my neighbor sent me a picture of on my doorstep today. So you might have gotten some.
Oh,
I know.
People are so kind.
So nice.
Oh, that's why I love this holiday so much.
I know.
But I went online and I found up in Simi Valley, a Lowe's out in the middle of nowhere, had one tree left. So they opened at 8. So I would have been there at 8 in the nose, but Wifey Poo wanted to come. And she's like, do I have time to shower? I'm like, no. Like, no. She's like, what? Trust me, when we got to get in the car now. We got there at 8:15, and you know what? We got the last one, and there was another guy that had to take the second crappy one, but wanted ours. So we would have lost it.
What was the crappy one? What did it look like?
It was fine. It just wasn't as nice as this, and it was more expensive. This was on sale. This was half off.
Yeah, this
but it
is
was
really
beautiful.
Cool, you guys. It flickers between the colored lights, the plain lights.
It's very nice. It's
very chic, though. You know, you think that those blinking things are kind of crazy sometimes, but
And we got the garland with lights.
Yeah, this one's nice.
And so I put that in Lita's room, and I also put that on the fireplace mantle. That looks very nice. But I will tell you the economy version of getting the spirit. There's a store called Aldick's, Aldiks. I don't know if that's a national chain, Chelsea. But
you said Chelsea, but I forget.
Kelsey, Kaka, Kelsey. I do that to you all the time.
I know
though.
All the time. I've never heard of Aldick's.
Okay, so Aldick's is I don't know, like a home and garden, but not. Not living garden products. It's hard to explain.
On the East Coast?
No, here. Flowers and fake plants and pots and just some furniture and pretty high end.
Interesting.
But I will tell you, going into the store, I was blown away how beautiful. If I put you in a carriage and just pushed you through, it would be as good as any winter. I'm serious. Like, because these trees have 1,000 lights on them.
Where's an Aldick's here?
In Van Nuys.
Can we go?
Can you look up Aldick's and see if it's a national chain? If you have one in your neighborhood, I'm telling you, they're loaded with trees. I didn't get one because they're thousands of dollars. They're super expensive. And I was in a rush, and I knew they would have to box it up, and it was going to be a process. But I will tell you, trees with 1,000 lights on them. So they looked beautiful, gorgeous, and the store was just—it was just breathtaking to go through. Are you millennial? Am I being millennial? There you go.
I just spelled simply, Aldick wrong.
Okay, there you go.
Aldick is a regional retail chain.
Regional retail chain, so probably just West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast.
Anyway,
West Coast.
If you're feeling the need, Kels,
yeah,
you got to go through one.
I want to go.
Yeah, maybe if we have some time tomorrow, we'll go.
Yeah, can we?
Yes.
On Christmas Eve. You guys.
Go ahead. You do
so,
it.
So, I was chatting with Sweet Jeff, who you all know very well, the other day, and he alerted me that apparently Christmas Eve is a thing, and that people take Christmas Eve off, and it's a holiday. And I was like, are y'all high? Christmas Eve What? Never have I ever. But I mean, hey, I guess I respect to do your thing, but I want to know, have you guys ever heard that? Christmas Eve I told Kevin and he about lost it, so.
Jeff. Jeff, wisely, I had gotten him out of L.A. because I spider sense was tingling a month ago. I'm like, get out. I've said it to all my loved ones. Kelsey, obviously, you've stayed behind, thankfully. But we have enough space for you to stay with us to be safe. I was like, if it's not going to be the election, it's going to be COVID. And Jeff, now is out in the real world. And yeah, I think the more he's into the home life, it's definitely, yeah. Cupcake day is a day off and flag day is a day off. And yeah, as much as Christmas Eve yes, but Jeff, please, officially a day off. Because Kelsey blew a tire this week,
yeah,
middle of the night.
Yes, I did.
I had to go out and change it and
yes,
put the spare on or the little fake one. And my mechanic is, you know, going to replace it. And Kelsey was like, are you sure we can go tomorrow? Because Jeff said Christmas Eve is. I'm like, my mechanics are working. Men and women who have to feed their families. There is no Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Sorry.
Well, it's funny because I know I've worked in the entertainment industry and in retail. So I've never even had, like, I've had half of Christmas Eve off, right? And then Christmas Day.
Yeah, I could see half of Christmas Eve or all Christmas Eve. But can I tell you that I always thought working on some of the holidays were actually pretty special.
I think so too.
Because most of your coworkers, most of your bosses, and if you're dealing with customers, tend to be more empathetic on those days. And they kind of know, like, wow, you're doing this today. And I don't know, like Christmas Day off, but I don't know. I don't mind working those days. I don't know why. They go by really fast.
I never minded it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
The only place I did not like working on those days was Nordstrom because Kevin, let me tell you.
No, that's not fun.
It was
a kazoo.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
A nightmare. And our
last minute shopping.
Yes. And our managers were not nice. They would keep us because the store would still stay open until 10. And they would keep us. They would keep. And I was just like, come on. Come on now.
There's definitely what is that German thing, Schadenfreude? There's something where it's a term where people take pleasure in seeing other people suffer. And I know there's another place you worked that I worked at the same place.
Yep.
And the boss says there, which is so pleased to make people work on the Christmas Eve and even Christmas Day, some of them. And when I tell you, I understand if the work is necessary, you know, if that's your movie theater, for example, it's their biggest moneymaker of the year. Like, okay, Christmas night, get it. But, you know, we've dealt with bosses, Kelsey, that you didn't even need to be there. They just wanted you there just so they could smile and go, yep, you're working. How do you like it?
Well, and like you said, I mean, majority of the time they weren't even there, right?
Yeah, so, and that makes it, again, just work. I've had the bosses like smile and be there to break balls, and then I've had the ones who are there on a beach or there somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And you're working, and it's just like, shame on you.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I used to even make those times fun, though.
Yeah, of course. Well, right.
You have to. Like, we would pass out gifts, and I would just, like, dink around because I was like, screw you guys.
Yeah, and you're in the trenches, so you have other people who are like-minded. But I will tell you, at that place, I know when Maria worked there, we catered for everybody. And
was the one passing out gifts.
So even with that, you're right. So even with that, it can be nice.
Mm-hmm. Because like you said, you're with the like-minded people, so you're all in it together.
Yeah. And, you know, you remember, you'll remember those. You'll have those memories.
Yep.
So it's not always, guys, Christmas is not always just you and your loved ones and the big turkey. And, by the way, that is amazing. We love that. But it's that the spirit of Christmas is more than that. Yep. You know, the much one, more. What was, why this Christmas stinks for me the most is, and I was explaining this to my wife. I'm like, I haven't been able to give this year. I've been too busy. I mean, I get up at 7, you know, I took on this big job as a general contractor, which I'm not, but a giant job. I mean, like a 7-figure job. And, it took 7 in the morning till 10 or 11 at night, 7 nights a week, not to mention the my four dogs and mom and dad. You know, one has stage 4 brain cancer. The other one is type 1 diabetic. So to keep them going during that whole time, that like 6 months, I had no time for anything. And so I think what I've missed out on is the giving. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love the most. Mm-hmm. That's what's the most fun for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. You and I are similar. I was saying that to my mom the other day. I was like, you guys aren't getting presents. And that breaks my heart. Cause like I sent them like cards and like little things, but that's my favorite thing. I don't even care what I get. Like, I love giving gifts. I love it. I love it
so
much.
It's so fun.
But I haven't had time either. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, it's in 3 days?
No.
No, I don't have time. I have not had time.
No, because Maria's been so taken away, you know, since you guys got back from Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's been full-time, you know, care for mom and dad, and especially mom. Mm-hmm. And then you've had to do a lot more. And, and that's...
But you're right.
That's the part we love the most.
Uh-huh. But I think for both of us, we've been giving in our own ways, you know? We got to think of it that way.
Yeah. I was talking to Maria about this, and she was like, yeah, but you give in some... I go, no, Maria, it's not a guilt thing. It's not like I'm guilty. I'm not giving. No, I selfishly...
Agreed.
That's the fun.
Agreed.
For me. I think that's for a lot of people. The fun is giving. Yeah. That's the fun, you know?
Like, and I don't know about you, Kev, but like when I give my gifts, I have to explain it. I'm like, okay, so this is this. Like, I had so much fun getting this. And
Well, you know, I'm surrounded by so many kooks.
Yeah.
Like Roxy, you know, Roxy Stryer, who is one of my dearest friends. But she's not like that anymore with me because she's learned to temper herself. But she's such a kook that you'd be like, you know, here's a cooking set.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Is it because you think I'm fat and I need to cook for myself?
No.
I mean, it's just like always something. I'm like, what?
Roxy.
You know, so there's times where people make you explain.
I can see that. That's funny.
It's like, no, actually what I was thinking was.
Oh, that's funny. See, I just like to explain it because I get so excited. I'm like, okay, I got this because I love this and I knew you'd love this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, do love giving. But we're going to have fun. Kev's excited to spend Christmas with me.
Well, I am, Kelsey, and you have been just such a wonderful blessing. My $4 million, $3 million or $4 million girl? $4
million. Whatever you want. I'm into four.
No, what's the number? I think it is four.
I think
it's three or four. I have to ask Maria.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the amount of money I invested in AfterBuzz, my network. And before the pandemic, the very last orientation that we had, new host orientation, the very last person I met was Kelsey. So 2,000 hosts and 10 years later and $4 million later, I meet Kelsey to come and be part of our team and our family and like just heads and tails above anyone I've ever met, to be honest. And I'm like, you know, it took all that time, money. That's why I say you're the $4 million woman.
It's so crazy. Like, for you, it's that. And for me, it was like, oof, I went through hell and back, hell and back. And not even just with my last job, with multiple last jobs, and was about ready to be like, yeah, I think entertainment, maybe I'm done. I love skincare. I'm going to go do that. And then AfterBuzz was like my last thing. Met you. And I've told you this, Kev, but like the first time I heard you talk, there was just something. That, I mean, you guys know there's something about energy. And I was like, yep, I'm supposed to be here. Like, I don't know why I love Kevin so much, but I freaking love him. So
I think we are just all supposed to be with our own.
Mm.
But I love using the spirit of Christmas to get the people who we don't think are our own and melt them.
I love that.
There was a, here's a giving thing that I did for a stranger. There's a host, he was at Sirius XM for a while. And I would say he's probably top five of the personalities there. Howard, of course, is number one. And then probably Sam Roberts and Jim Norton are number two. And then this guy's, it's like Jenny and then him. Yeah, he's pretty big. His name is Jason Ellis. And he just got fired, like, out of the blue. And he just was in shock. And then somehow fans had connected us. Said, hey, I think you should talk to this guy, Kevin Undergaro. And, you know, I reached out and said, listen, you got to go to digital and you got to get out there fast. And anyway, I said, come up to AfterBuzz. I'll open it up because there's a too much information. There's a plumbing supply place where I have to pick. I go and make runs. So I had to pick up some stuff. So I said, come meet me over there when I'm over there. And he did. And I put out a whiteboard and said, this is the steps you have to take. And then tell me, give me the dimensions of the space you have and we'll build you a studio because I have a lot of extra stuff here. And anyway, you know, it was in the middle of it. He just said, and he's a very direct guy. And he's like, what? Why are you helping me, mate? And I've been asked that before by people because people just aren't used to being helped. And I said, I said, you came into my path.
People aren't used to genuine help.
I think that, especially
people
out here, right?
Exactly. It's like there's always something in it for you, and you're not like that at all. So when you do that, people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're just taken aback.
Well, you know what someone older told me? It's like when God puts problems or people or the issues in your path, you have to deal with it, you know? So he was put in my path, and I could, but I did say to him, you know, listen, okay, so, you know, why? And, well, I'd like to think someone would do that for me. And I said, and, you know, furthermore, I said, you were put in my path. But I also know he's a real hard guy, really super cynical, like angry, you know, that kind of guy. But he's listening to his show. He's evolved over the years. He's a MMA fighter, but he's also bisexual. And he's been on a journey, quite a journey. You know, he 10 years ago hadn't admitted to that. He was in the closet, or wasn't even aware of it himself. I'm not sure. But I just said, continue on with your journey and just know that not everyone's bad. Not everyone in our business is bad. You know, like there are good people out there. And so you kind of hope that someone like that, who we wouldn't think was, say, part of our tribe, maybe he will become. And I said, just think about that for the next thing. So, like, if that's all he takes with him away from this, let alone the fact that now he's got a beautiful studio. Gorgeous. I mean, like, and literally, it's probably beautiful. Have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
It's probably now the best one out there. It's better than Rogan's. It's like
so good.
It's so he like so what good. Did like a 180. But hopefully, you know, he'll look and say, hey, you know, like maybe I'll help the next person. Or when he's down the dumps and thinks like everybody's shit, he'll go, you know, not so much. Because basically, after it was over, I was like, okay, that's it. Our business is done. I go flash the bat signal the next time you need me. But I got to get back to my world. You know, and off we went. But you hope that, you know, so sometimes if people aren't part of our, like, it is important to have more people you have a part of your tribe and you will have a much easier and better life. But I do like to throw some chum out there. Because there's other people that could become part. They just, you know, they need someone to see them. Or they need a helping hand, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think that this time of year I always like, because people question themselves or they think a little harder before they speak, right? It's so easy, especially like in this city, or it's so easy to respond and be angry, and especially during this time.
Yeah.
That I do think and I hope that people think a little harder during this year and or during this, like the holidays, and they're like, oh, you know what, actually you're probably having a bad day, or this, I'm not gonna like freak out or shit on you or whatever it is, because I don't know, I think that's just what I've always loved about the holidays. So I like I like what you just said, Kevin. It's funny to me that you say that you haven't had time to give, because you say that, you tell that story, and then Kevin also came in, you guys, about an hour ago, and he was like, okay, well, now I wrote myself into doing this and this and this and this for this person because I just said I would. I'm like, oh my God, Kevin.
I know, but I mean, give like a awesome present.
I know you do. I like, know
like
you
a,
do.
Like a, not a, I know. Not a present of my brain and my hands. I mean, that's awesome too, but I like just the traditional,
I know,
buy someone a gift and they open it and they love it. That's all.
You want to give me a mug? I'm just kidding. I don't want
You can have whatever you want. You have stuff coming your way.
Oh.
And I'm not saying that so you think you have to get me anything, because I don't need anything and I don't want anything and I don't even have room for anything. So don't go there.
Well, you have something little coming your way.
You have stuff coming your way.
Oh, God. You don't need to get me anything.
Yes, I do.
But you're always giving. I know what you're saying, because I'm the same way. I feel like I give a lot, but...
You definitely do.
But a traditional gift is always fun.
I just... I would like to see more people of means give.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, most of the people, like, again, we have a very small audience listening to this show, and I think they're all of like mind and they all give. My concern is, because I've been there, like, I gave when I had nothing, and it did hurt to give then, and probably I shouldn't have, and it wasn't healthy, and I didn't always give to the right people. So please, if you do not have the means, you know, you don't have to give, and I know it feels good too, but try to find ways to take care of yourself. And then when you get to a certain place, then by all means give. Now let me tell you an example of this is a nice Christmas story. My neighbor Steve, who's Jewish, and so it's Hanukkah for him, not Christmas, but we bumped into each other at the mailbox place, and after he did what people of our age group do, calling me a pussy and a gay and a this and a that. Who's this man? but he was like, you know, I've just been, he's just a real passionate guy and he's super generous. And he's like, you know, I've just been, you know, just busy with all this pandemic. And I'm like, well, how so? He's like, well, with my business, he's like, you know, I'm doing a little better than breaking even, which anyone who's doing that right now in a business, you're doing great. So he's like, I'm fine. He's like, but everyone around me is really suffering, so I'm trying to take care of as many people as I can. And he mentioned, he goes, you know, the Nook is this breakfast place in our neighborhood. And he's like, you know, I go there all the time. But Kevin, he's like, you know, now that we're closed down, they were doing okay when they could serve outside. Now that's over. He's like, so I keep going by there and, like, you know, I know some of their names. So I'm leaving like little envelopes here and there. And I'm like, oh my God, how nice. And he's like, you know, my daughter is getting $600 a week. She doesn't need that. He's like, my wife and I take care. He's, again, he has the means. So he's like, so we are donating that to the food bank. So just to me, like, that's a great example. You know, anyone who's worth over $10 million, like, unless you're giving every day and I get it, like, maybe you're worth 10, but you're putting out 11 mil. I don't know, because you have so, I know some people too who have many, many people on staff and they have kids and all that stuff and they're afraid. But I know people that have so much and they just don't.
No.
They could give and it just would be nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your children only need so much. And most of them, when they get too much, you're robbing them of their journey too.
You don't want them to have too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I just love Steve as a wonderful example because he got my mind thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, you're right. Like, think of at the coffee place we go to, right? We know everyone there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, thank God they've been working. You know, thank God they've just reduced the hours. But, you know, like, these people, like, they bring us such joy.
Yeah.
And or, you know, I wasn't thinking of that.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to. But I also love the fact that Steve and his wife, Sandy, they think like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by the way, they're not worth $100, $200 million.
No.
They're not. They're millionaires, yes. And they have one daughter, and they put her through school. But, you know, they have enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, they spread out a little bit. And it's okay. Now,
I think it's,
you know.
Go ahead, Kev. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want anyone thinking here I don't want to get put in the socialist category either. I think it should be the person's choice.
Yeah.
Although I think especially what we're doing now, we've got to get everyone health care in this country. I mean, when you have Jimmy Kimmel go on a his show with his baby's heart condition. And, you know, Jimmy has tens of millions, and he's going on and saying,
it was hard.
It's hard, right? Yeah. So then we got to fix that. But anyway, but it's just, you know, for people who have the means, you know, come on. You know, you'll feel good and you'll help other people. And, you know, you might change someone's attitude.
Yeah.
Maybe someone who is racist won't be racist. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone who is just a misanthrope won't be as misanthropic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, maybe people, or maybe someone who's ready to just go over the edge won't.
Yeah.
And again, there's a great line in the All-Star Sim Scrooge. And yet, what is it in your mere mortal money? You know, he's looking back at a party that his old boss threw, and they were having so much fun at the party. And you could even see Scrooge melting a little bit. He's like dancing along with it. And the angel says, like, what did it really cost him in mere mortal money? Like a few bucks here. You think it's going to matter?
Yeah.
What matters is that memory, that moment.
And that feeling that person had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to tack on that to that too, Kev, because it's like, even the little things, and I know we hear this all the time, like pay it forward, buy the person in front of you coffee or this or that. But my mother, who you guys have heard on the show, Kev, you missed that episode. It was funny. We had her on for like...
Good old Deb.
We had her on for a Grinchmas episode because my mom is known to not love Christmas, yet the woman has the biggest, best heart ever. So we were trying to just figure out why she doesn't like Christmas. Anyways, she sent me the other day. She said, Kelsey, I took this from one of the guests on your show on Better Together from Jennifer Loudon. She makes little individual like lunch sacks to hand out to homeless or to people on the streets, you know, whatever. Oh, and nice. They have like just like a little like a sandwich, whatever it is, like a, you know, those holiday cookies that are in those tins.
Yeah, why not?
Gloves, like just little bags. So my mom sent me a picture of like 20 of those in her back seat. She said when she runs out of those, she gives blankets. So it's like, it's, you know, it doesn't mean you have to go give a couple $100 to the local restaurant. It's just those little things. It's those little things. If you can give, you and have the means to it.
And also for getting to Christmas presents too.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. There's, you know, you could give like, I mean, I think early on in my relationship with Maria, I remember coming up with cute coupons for different things.
Coupons and cards. Like one free hug.
No, like a therapeutic massage I will give. Or it's like if you do something wrong, like one, like I one forgive pass. You no matter what. You know, just... or I'm going to organize your room.
Yep.
I mean, I know me. If I had no money... Mm-hmm. I would so be able to say, Kelsey, let me go to I'm going to organize your closet.
Yeah.
Like what a great present, right?
And you know what, Kev? That reminds me too. When I did clean my closet the other day, I can't say my parents didn't get gifts because the three of them got stuff that I found in my closet that they were still good. You're going to love this. Doug got a book about my dad's like the biggest reader. He got a book about, do you need water in there?
No, I'm fine.
Good. He got a book about adopting dogs. And then my mom, what did my mom get? What did I give her? Oh, I can't remember. She got tequila shots. I had a couple little tequila shots. So Deb got some tequila shots. And my sister got some Birkenstocks that I've never worn. So I'm sure you have a million and one things laying around your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Send them. Send them.
As long as it's not junk.
No, it's not junk.
We don't want people getting junk.
No, it was things that I had kept for myself because I was always like, I'm going to use this. I'm going to whatever. And so I was you know what? I don't need this actually. Let me give this.
There's so many
of
those.
And I mean, let's be honest. It was for my family, right? So maybe I wouldn't have given that to a friend. But
will they appreciate it?
100%.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And with kind cards, absolutely. My mom's gonna very much appreciate it.
That's another thing too. You know, I will tell you, I would rather get a heartfelt card or message,
me too,
handwritten or typed, but from someone's heart, over pretty much anything.
Me too.
You know,
I'm a card person.
Always beautiful. You know, and people underestimate that. But yeah, there's so many presents you can make for people without spending money. You know, I'm thinking of organizing, you know, But
I'm like,
there's other things too. Like, you know, I know Maria collected for one birthday of mine. She had some of my best friends write why me being born was so meaningful to them. And I have the book. It's incredible. All the letters are in there. And these people wrote the most beautiful things, you know, and they get like priceless. So let's say, someone bought me a scarf or whatever, like I'd use it and eventually whatever, it'd go out of style or it'd get lost or whatever. But that book, it's up on my, you know, it's up on my bookcase. So
I'm obsessed with that. And that just gave me a message that I'm writing down.
There you go. But so Kels, it's the 22nd.
Camo.
It's very exciting, except the fact that Marie and I have my wife and I have our tradition where we watch all the specials. We watched 5 minutes of Year Without a Santa Claus, and unfortunately, just too much going on in the house. We couldn't do it. And you guys have been muscling in with Bachelor the few times we can watch. But I'm hoping tomorrow and the 24th that...
Yeah, we're having a full Christmas Eve.
We have to watch It's a Wonderful Life. We have to. I want you to watch the Alastair Sim Scrooge. This is the best Scrooge performance of a lifetime, done in 1951.
Okay.
You also need to watch Santa Claus Coming to Town, like we've talked about.
That's three. Easy. We can bang those three out.
Okay.
On the 24th.
Because Santa Claus is Coming to Town is the closest thing to my Dianetics.
Okay.
Like every life lesson is in that right there.
I love that.
I'm telling you, everything you need to know about life,
so
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Let's come up with a schedule for the 24th, and we're going to share it. Because Kevin and I, you guys are going to do hopefully another show tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we're just going to keep you going through to Christmas. So Kev is going to come up with a menu for me.
Yes.
Of Christmas movies on the 24th.
Speaking of menus, we also have to come up with a menu for...
Yeah, we need to order food.
Right, order food for Christmas Day because we're having our... Okay. So you guys, we're going to check out right now. We're gonna get back to loading the sleigh.
It's getting late, and I've got these letters to deliver. And you better be getting home, too. And remember, behave yourselves.
That's right.
And then we will be back. Let's drop another surprise one tomorrow. And who knows, maybe Christmas Eve. Who knows?
Maria's FaceTiming me. Should I FaceTime her into the show? Just kidding.
Yeah, I was gonna. She might not mind that. Okay, that's our signal to go. You know, we have two parents with COVID. One... Dad is out of the woods, feeling great, feeling strong. Mom, it's been really hard. So we appreciate we've been getting so many prayers and so much love. It's been very, very, it has truly been a very COVID Christmas in this house. But we're here and we have each other and you have each other and we have you. And we look forward to comments always, you guys, on iTunes and reviews. And we will try to do this another couple of nights. And let's see how long we can keep this going post-Christmas.
I love it.
To try to keep the spirit going. Anyway, you guys, Merry Christmas. And it's happening.
It's happening.
We're getting there.
And we appreciate you and we love you. And we hope you have a very COVID Christmas.
Merry Christmas in at the Christmas 24/7.
That's right.
Peace.
Bye.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!